Ah, do you wish there was something better to listen to on that awful commute to work or that tedious temper tantrum filled school run? Look no further and listen to A Game of Two Halves.
Hello.
Hello and welcome to episode number
17? 18. 18, really?
Wow. Yes.
With Kirsty.
And me, Delano.
See, you cannot help.
I know you can't.
But do it in that voice.
And me. It's just one of them things. It's just been watching too many game shows. I think that's what it is, to be honest.
Well, we like a good game show.
So because we're coming to the end of the season one of A Game of Two Halves, there's this one and then there's two more opportunities for me to catch up to you in Kirsty versus Dylan.
You only need 21 points.
So what are the total scores?
So at the moment I'm on 272 and you are on 251. Not that far really, dependent
no,
on how well you 20, do.
20 odd. This is not a game that I'm good at though. So we've done a lot of kind of quick fire quizzes. So I think over the next few shows, we're going back to the games that we've kind of put our own spin on. So today we're playing in Kirsty vs. Dylan. Who wants to be a person who wins nothing at all?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kirsty versus Dylan.
Boom.
I always feel like that's either like the first episode we should use that one or the last one.
Yeah. Or everyone. Just no, to be annoying.
But you can't help but like move your head. Well, I can't help but move my head during it.
Sitting dancing. Mm-hmm. So yes, we are playing Who Wants to Be a Person Who Wins Nothing at All. So I will read out the rules again because I like reading out rules.
I've got some news in here.
Who Wants to Be a Person Who Wins Nothing at All? The classic game with a twist. You don't actually win any money, and points do definitely not equal prizes.
You get sweet FA.
And for the non-politically correct folk, that's fuck all. So 15 multiple choice questions will be asked. There will be four possible answers to choose from. Once you answer one question incorrectly, it's game over and you cannot continue. Any points accumulated will be added to your score. We are going to be winning fake money for the purposes of the game. So questions.
Well, there's only one note though.
I know. There's how.
Before, in the old version, they had notes for each one. And then this one, they've only got the £1 million.
I know. So the total, you have a 100, 200, 500, 1,000, 2,000, 4,000, 8,000, 16,000, 32, 64, 125, 250, 500, and £1 million question.
Not copied off any of the show at all.
Who wants to be a person who wins a fake £1 million? Do you want us to call it that instead?
No, I like who wins something at all.
Well, it's just for the purposes of so we can keep track, basically, of what kind of team.
Yes, question. They're meant to be like more difficult as they go on. So the £100 question is meant to be the easiest, working its way up to the £1 million question, which is meant to be really difficult.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, you also start the game with four cheats. Two of them are kind of classic. So, 50-50 removes two incorrect answers, leaving one correct and one correct answer.
One correct and one correct.
Well, I said, if you listen, you've got some headphones on.
Listen. No, you did not say incorrect. You said
okay, for the purposes of Kirsty not hearing correctly, remove two incorrect answers, leaving one correct and one incorrect answer to pick from.
Just wait until you edit.
Skip. You can skip this question and will be given another. Defer. You can defer the question to your opponent. Be careful. If they answer correctly, you will lose a point. However, they will lose a point if they answer incorrectly. This is basically another skip, however, may help or hinder your opponent. If you do lose a point at this stage, you may still continue playing the game. And lastly, help me. So help me, you ask your opponent the answer to the question. If they answer incorrectly, it's game over. Answer correctly and you'll win the point. Your opponent will have to be fair and answer honestly to the best of his or her ability. So we've agreed that we're going to be answering honestly, because we're nice like that. Good, decent folk.
If you say so.
Every question you answer correctly, you'll win 1 point or a fake amount of money. Answer questions 5 and 10 correctly, and you'll receive a bonus point for each. If you manage to get all of the way to question 15 and answer this correctly, you'll win a fake £1 million and also an extra 5 bonus points. Maximum points that can be won during this game, therefore, is 22.
I'm feeling 22.
If you get an answer correctly, you will hear this. Or this if you get it wrong. So it's your turn to answer the questions, Korski. So we are about to play...
Who wants to be a person who wins nothing at all?
Your first question for 100 fake pounds. Which of the four suits in a standard pack of cards is the same... This is a good start. Is the same shape upside down? A, hearts, B, diamonds, C, clubs, or D, spades?
Diamonds.
That is correct, Amondo. 1 point for you.
And fake £100.
Fake £100. For a fake £200, which of these French phrases means good luck? A, bon voyage, B, bon chance, C, bon vivant, or D, bon appétit?
Bon chance.
Bon chance is correct. You
bon
win a
chance,
point
mon ami.
And a fake £200. Mm-hmm. The fake £300 question. In the Bible, who reportedly fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Is this actually a question? Is it A, Aaron?
Yes, it's actually a question. You're reading it out. Now crack on.
B, Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
C, Jesus, or D, Moses?
Jesus.
I'm afraid it was actually Aaron. So you win the point and a fake £300.
And I also taught you how to say Ezekiel.
Well, pronunciation is not something that I'm very good at.
No, we'll I'm probably
not,
say that
I'm
later.
I'm not very
well
educated with pronunciation. So I'll write you a fake check for £300.
But I don't want to give you that.
No, nobody says it anymore. For a fake £500, what kind of creature is an anteater? Is it A, a mammal, B, an amphibian, C, a reptile, D, a fish?
I feel like this is a trick question. It's a mammal, isn't it?
Is that your answer? Final answer?
Don't be a dick. Yes.
That is correct. It is a mammal. For fake £1,000. What scores 50 with the throw of one dart?
With one dart?
With one dart.
Dirt.
A, in a bull. B, outer bison. C, middle buffalo. Or D, lower badger.
Are you talking about darts here, love? What the fuck's an outer bison? What?
Have you never heard of an outer bison? It's like the biggest score you can get. It's bigger than 180 in darts.
Are you actually being serious?
You get 210. So what's the answer to the question?
Do you I don't 50 fucking 50? Know. What's me lifelines?
Are you kidding me? You actually... Let me reread the question for you, okay? What scores 50 with the throw of one dart?
Is it a bullseye?
A, in a bull. B, outer bison. C, middle buffalo. D, lower badger.
Oh, they're not serious answers.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't do darts. In a bull.
We fucking got there. Wow. I don't know what lifelines. It's because I've got a good poker face.
I thought, you know how there's an inner ring and then there's an outer ring. I thought that was an outer bison.
You thought there was an outer bison. Okay. And how many points do you think an outer bison was worth?
I don't know. I wasn't sure.
So you scraped through that question. So you have question 5 correct, 5 questions in a row, so you get yourself a bonus point.
Oh, woohoo!
Okay, so for your fake £2,000, what is chowder? A, waterproof paint. B, striped fabric. C, plant fertilizer. Or D, thick soup.
It's thick soup.
Absolutely.
I was getting a bit worried when the answer wasn't coming up.
So, for a fake £4,000, which of these star signs of the zodiac is not a fire sign? A, Leo. B, Sagittarius. C, Aries. Or D, Taurus.
Aries, I believe it's wind. Are you joking?
Sadly, you're incorrect. It's Taurus.
Is it actually?
Yes.
Oh.
So, I'm really sorry, but you only go home with your points and no fake money.
I got 7 points, so I'm fine.
It's probably a little bit better than I'm going to do, to be honest. Let's face it.
Well, I don't know. You know the difference between a
well, if there's any dart questions, then hit me with the dart questions. But anything else, no.
Right, you ready?
Yep.
Right, so for your fake £100, which utensil in a set of fireside irons is also the name of a card game? Brush, B, poker, C, tongs, D, shovel.
Poker.
That is correct. Fake £200 question. Tense. Which of these is not a genuine region of Australia? Northern Territory, South Australia, Western Australia, Eastern Territory.
This may be a really simple question to some people, but I have no idea. Can I skip, please?
Yeah, I'll read you this one. So, which traditional British dish consists of sausages and butter? Frog in the ditch, newt in the gorge, tadpole in the pit, or toad in the hole?
Toad in the hole. What was the answer to the Australia question?
Eastern Territory.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't have.
Difficult. 200 fake pound question.
Well, which of these countries is not a member of NATO? This is for your fake £300. A, the UK. B, the USA. C, Germany. Or D, Australia.
Oh, this is tough. Can I have 50-50, please?
Yeah. So you're left with C, Germany, or D, Australia.
Oh, you absolute cock. You get to choose them as well.
Sorry.
So, okay, I can't believe I'm using most of my lifelines here, but help me.
So.
Well, before you answer.
Mm-hmm.
Germany, Australia was my two that I was tossed toy between.
Sorry.
So, I'm trying to rack my brains in my head to think what NATO stands for, but I can't get to what it stands for. But I think that it's probably Australia that's not in NATO.
So NATO is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Does that help?
Yes, yeah, so that means it's not Australia.
That was my assist.
Okay.
Right, so.
How many questions have I got right so far?
About three.
Oh, God. It's gone so well.
Which organisation preserves monuments, buildings and areas of countryside in England? National Trust, National Debt, National Service or National Gallery?
National Trust.
Correct.
Almost had to ring Sarah for that one.
Have some fake £5,000.
£5,000.
£500, sorry. I've tried to pick the best one out of the two, so I'm sorry. Right.
Okay.
Fake £1,000 question. Actually, I think you might know this one more. What is the nickname of Dr. McCoy in the original Star Trek series?
Oh, God.
No. A, bones. B, blood. C, skin. Or D, rash.
Can you say them again?
Yes. So, Dr. McCoy. In the original Star Trek series, what was his nickname? A, bones. B, blood. C, skin. Or D, rash.
E, bones.
That is correct.
No idea. Punt.
The other one was about the Everly brothers.
Who were the Everly brothers?
Oh, there we go. I picked the right one. So, fake £2,000 question.
Oh, I get a bonus point because I got 5 right.
You do.
Woo! So, my number 6.
Yes.
So if I go out now, then you've won. Fuck. I mean, oh. I mean, I don't know what I mean.
Which was the second Apollo mission to land men on the moon? Was it A, 10, B, 12, C, 14, or D, 16?
Apollo 12.
That is correct.
Ooh.
But, oh my God. I can't believe this is a £4,000 question. This is unreal.
Is it about darts?
No. What for is four fake £4,000, what is a frappe?
A coffee?
Do you want us to read the answers?
Yes, you read the answers.
A, an argument. B, a beverage. C, a ballet step. Or D, a skirt.
A beverage.
Bloody unreal. And the one on the other side was just as good. Okay. Fake £8,000 question. Which plant with a Christmas connection has a Latin name, Boswellia? A, mistletoe. B, frankincense. C, myrrh. Or D, Christmas rose.
What is it? Sorry, Boswellia.
Yes, spelled Boswellia. Boswellia.
I'm going to defer this one to you. Oh, so God. To remind everybody, defer the question to your opponent. Be careful, if they answer correctly, then I will lose a point. If they answer incorrectly, they will lose a point. I don't get a point either way, but I can
Latin
move on.
Latin name, Boswellia. So I'm leaning more towards frankincense or myrrh because they were things that were used a lot in history. So I know that they were stuff that obviously we don't really use today as such. But they were quite big way back when. Mistletoe, I don't think, is something that's been around for ages. And I can't think of anything about a Christmas rose ever.
See, I was the opposite. I was thinking it was either mistletoe or a Christmas rose. I don't think there's another name for frankincense or myrrh. I think that's
what they are.
Yeah.
But the Latin had names for everything. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Frankincense wouldn't be called...
No. But yeah, I don't know. So I'm deferring. It
could be, because I know there's a poinsettia. Maybe that's like a Christmas rose, and maybe that's... Well, it's not really a rose, but it's a Christmas plant. Maybe that's what it is. I'll go D, Christmas rose.
That's what I would have went for as well. What was it?
It was frankincense. I should have stuck with my gut. Changed my mind.
So you lose the point. Woohoo! That means you're on 6. And I'm on how many now?
Well, you don't get a point for that.
No, I don't get a point for
that. So you're on 8.
But I get to carry on, which is the main thing. But I've got no lifelines left now. So, okay. Well, cheats. Got no cheats left.
Right. So I'm going to give you an option because these are quite difficult. You've got either basically geography, not like where places are, but other geography, or the Bible.
Oh, God.
In geography, we're talking like tectonics.
Yeah, give us geography question.
Okay. Which of these mountains is not a volcano?
Okay.
A, Etna. B, Krakatoa. C, Everest. Or D, Vesuvius?
Everest?
That is correct.
Thank you.
All right, so we have tennis.
Did you write me point down?
No, we've got tennis or we've got cheese.
Is tennis about players or about points?
Players.
Oh, fuck. Have I answered 10 questions correctly or I get a bonus point?
Not quite yet, I don't believe.
Oh, was that 9?
This is your 9th question that you would get right because one deferred to me.
So this is my 10th question overall?
No.
Well, no, because I've got 9 points.
You've got 8 points.
No, you forgot to add the point on for Everest.
I've just added the point on for Everest.
Right.
Stop trying to get
more points, man. I'm going to be out this question, I think.
Cheese or tennis?
Cheese.
Okay. Emmental cheese is originating from which country? Germany, Italy, Belgium, or Switzerland?
Switzerland.
I'm going to be out this round. Right, for fake £64,000. I'm helping you a lot by letting you choose the questions, right?
Yes, you are. But I'm not good at...
Bones or museum?
Wow.
The museum one's easier.
To who, though? To you, I
suppose? No, 100%.
Museums. We'll go for museums. I appreciate you helping your boyfriend trying to catch up to you.
So kind. Right. What was added to the Louvre Museum in Paris 1989? A silver triangle, a glass pyramid, a golden globe, or a crystal dome? If you don't know this, I'm going to ram the rest of these cards with the sun don't shine.
Can you say the question, the answers again, please?
Silver triangle, a glass pyramid, a golden globe, or a crystal dome?
It's the thing to cover it, isn't it? The roof? No?
I'm not telling you.
Well, I don't think it's a triangle. I think it's a dome.
Is that your answer? A crystal dome?
No, because you emphasised glass pyramid. So I'm going to go with glass pyramid.
Fucking hell. How do you not know that?
Because I don't know.
It's like it's the famous museum.
I know what where the Louvre, and I know what it is. I know what's in it, apart from the glass dome. God, glass, right, so whatever it was, the glass triangle thing.
Right, we've got history for £125,000. History or animals?
I'm terrible at history. But then again, it depends what animals it is. If it's
it's what kind of creature is this?
We'll go with animals.
Okay. What kind of creature is a nuthatch?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Please, is squirrel the answer?
A bird, a rodent, an amphibian, or a beetle?
Well, let's think about this logically. So the first instinct would be bird.
Stop looking at us for tells. But obviously you were talking about squirrels. A squirrel's not classified as a rodent. Ooh. Evil.
So could you just go through the answers again for us?
Yeah. So what kind of creature is a nuthatch? A bird, a rodent, amphibian, or a beetle?
I'm coming off the idea of a bird now. I've never, ever heard of a nuthatch bird.
It's because I've toyed with your mind.
Well, no, I was just thinking, I've heard some weird bird names, but that's not one of them. A beetle, again, I don't think it's beetle. I don't think I've ever heard of a nuthatch beetle.
Well, you've got to think of what would be able to get into a nut.
Yeah.
As well.
I'm going to go with rodent.
I feel awful, because that was because of my devil's advocate, so I'm really sorry. It was a bird.
Oh, you're joking. You're horrible.
I helped you a hell of a lot.
At least I got a couple of bonus points.
Yeah, I'll give you two because you got to 10. They weren't consecutive, but I'll let you have it. All right, so I'm on 278 and you're now on 263.
Awesome, so 15 behind with a big fat Christmas quiz coming up.
The other one, the history one, was about Anne Boleyn. Which Kent castle was Anne Boleyn's childhood home? You would never have got that.
What was the what were the answers?
Leeds, Deal, Dover, or Hever?
Leeds? No.
Hever?
They wouldn't have got that.
No.
We're talking a little bit about this.
Recommendation station. We haven't done one of these in a hell of a long time.
We haven't, no. So what are you recommending today for us?
So I am recommending the new Sky Crime Channel. You haven't watched anything on it and it's unbelievably good. So there's quite a few things that I've watched on it because we've just had Sky put in and I just love it. I love documentaries, I love true crime, I love all that kind of stuff. So there's one thing that I've watched recently that I wanted to talk about. Which is a documentary all about the disappearance of Susan Cox Powell, which is specifically about the disappearance of Susan Cox Powell. So she disappeared on the 6th of December in 2009. She was part of the Latter-day Saints Church. Her husband, Josh, was named as a person of interest. There was a few reasons why. I'm not going to sort of tell you what happens, what the conclusion of it. But there was just weird things that he did. So when she went missing, people noticed that she didn't go into work. So they tried to ring him and he wouldn't answer. So they went to the house and there was nobody there. So they rang the police and they reported her, or reported the whole family, as missing. Somebody eventually got in touch with the husband and said, look, everyone's really worried about you. They don't know where she is. Is she with you? No, she's not. I'm with the kids. And he said, oh, she'll be at work. No, no, she's not at work. So he apparently went camping with his two kids. They left the house at like midnight. Mm-hmm. And their kids were like really young. Let's see if I can find their ages. I believe they were like 5, 6. They weren't very old at all. Like, they should not have been up at that time. They're not like teenagers or anything like that. They should not have been up. But also, that time of year where they lived, there was meant to be a snowstorm or like some really bad weather. And he went out camping anyway. So not only did someone tell him that she was missing and that she wasn't at work, he then proceeded to ring Susan and leave a voicemail saying, I'm coming to pick you up. I'm outside. And then the police got in touch with him and said, look, you need to come home. We need to get this looked into. And he said, oh, no, we haven't eaten yet. I need to take the kids for something to eat. And the police were like, you need to come home. Your wife is missing. It took him 45 minutes to return back to the house. Even though they told him, like, your wife's missing. He didn't really care. When the police went into the house, because they accessed the house while nobody was there, the sofa was still wet and clean. And there was fans pointing on the sofa, trying to dry it. Mm-hmm. Susan's purse and handbag and keys were all still in the house. There was also reports of him having like anger issues and being quite abusive. The twist of it is, there's also another suspect, and that's Stephen, who is Josh's dad.
Spoiler alert.
He was obsessed with Susan. He would take videos of her, declaring that he loved her, like pervy videos constantly of just, I can't even, like, some of them were just unreal.
Yeah.
Actually unreal. But there's so much more to it. There's so much that comes out. And they talk to our friends. They talk to Josh's family. So they talk from both sides. And you do get, like, a full picture.
Yeah.
But I won't tell you what happens. You need to watch it.
I'm not going to watch it. But you guys should.
Wow. But there's a few other ones. There was that one that I was telling you about where that girl, they put her on trial because she texted a boyfriend, and they believe that because she texted him telling him to kill himself, that she was responsible for his death, even though it was suicide.
Mm. Yes.
There was a one that I was telling you about. This man had already always been around murder, and nobody could pinpoint it onto him. And there was like 3 or 4 people around him who died. And there's like a revelation in the last sort of 5 minutes of the documentary that was unreal. I was absolutely speechless when I watched that. I remember coming straight upstairs and being like, oh my God.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So there's definitely a few different bits and pieces to watch. If you like true crime, yeah.
Well, it's a huge thing, isn't it? There are thousands and thousands of podcasts, TV programs, everything. True crime is huge. It always has been, really.
Well, there's a good podcast called Serial, which has been on for a while, and they cover certain cases and things. It started on one particular one, and it's very interesting.
Yeah, great. So, yes, what's the channel called?
Sky Crime.
Sky Crime.
I don't know the channel number, just years.
I don't know if Sky, I don't know if people overseas get maybe different channel, because we get like Universal and stuff, which is like an American based.
Well, I think these aren't documentaries that were like a Sky Crime original. I think some of them were made by like other programmers and stuff. And then they, I couldn't think of the word. And they've just sort of been replayed. Like there was a one it was from ages ago. It was like, it's really old, but it's about these four kids who they think are part of a satanic cult, and they killed three other kids. And it's like in three parts. So it's the first part is the first trial. The second part is while they're in jail. And then the third part is, I won't go into because it's kind of spoilers, but
yeah,
it's really interesting breaking it down, and you can see them progressing over the years. I can't remember what it's called for the life of us though. I think it's Paradise Lost.
Ooh, I'm not a big lover of true crime. Yeah. Maybe.
No, I've always loved it. Always found it fascinating that people can do such weird things.
So if there was going to be a death in this relationship, it would be you carrying the...
I've watched plenty of episodes of Snapped, Women Who Kill. Well, let me tell you, buddy.
Some tips. I'm not your buddy. Anyway, thank you very much for that insightful Kirsty's Me Time.
It wasn't. It was a recommendation station. You've said it wrong again.
Thank you very much for that insightful recommendation station, Kirsty. We'll have some more recommendation station soon. So we're preparing for the big Christmas quiz in the next one, because the next episode's going to be released on Christmas Eve. La 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 la. Take the whole Swiss, Kirsty and Dylan. La 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 la. Come here with theme tune.
You're going to sing the theme tune now that you've wrote the theme tune.
Yes.
You're going to play the theme tune.
Yes. I'm going to do it the next time we're going.
Okay.
So thank you very much for listening. We are now moving on to the final end of the show.
It's the end of the show.
No, it's not. It's just the end of the show. So if we can get this right this time, because I've been pressing buttons that haven't been correct.
You can do it.
This is it. It's
Inspiration Collation. So this is the part of the show where we like to try and leave you on a high.
Yes. So it's my time. My time to shine. It's my turn to dish out the inspirational quote. So it's not very long. And
I thought that was it.
No. Well, it could be if you take my chatting as inspirational.
No, I thought there was going to be more to it, but I thought that was the beginning of it.
Oh, right. Okay, no. So this is it. Are you ready?
You're building this right up.
So this rings true for me because I am always in one of these.
A huff.
Fuck off. And I tend not to come out of one. Not a huff. So great things never come from comfort zones.
Yes, that is you in a nutshell.
Yes. I very rarely come out of a comfort zone. But when I do come out of a comfort zone,
you enjoy it.
And good things tend to happen.
Exactly. So, like when we went to the quiz in the pub.
Yes.
That was fun. We enjoyed it.
It was good.
You just didn't want to go because there was lots of people.
I don't like lots of people. But anyway, we'll see you in episode number 19, which is our penultimate episode of the season, for our big fat Christmas quiz with full of Christmas trivia and Christmas hats. Christmas
we literally
dinners.
Haven't prepared anything, and you're building this up.
Well, yes, I know, but it's going to be amazing because it's going to be made by us.
And then the last episode, is that going to be some outtakes?
Yes, the last episode is going. You're giving too much away.
I like to give the people what they want.
Shut up. So, yes.
Jessica Ridley will be over the moon.
She's not called Ridley anymore. She's married now.
Fuck off. You didn't even remember. Sorry, Mrs. Thompson.
Sorry, Mrs. Thompson. Sorry, from Kirsty's. I'm Kirsty's behalf.
I'm...
On Kirsty's behalf.
My name is Jessica Thompson. I'm super fun.
We were looking for guests for our season 2 shows and got an email from Jess. Hello, my name is Jess. I am super fun. I would like to be guest. So, yes, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you on Christmas Eve. So, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
It means the world to us that you've taken the time to listen to our show. If you want more, please subscribe on iTunes. If you have a few spare seconds to leave us a review, you will be forever in our hearts. Log on to gameof2.com for more of what you came here for.
See? So you better get researching Christmas now. For the purposes of the recording, Kirsty has just showed me her middle finger.
Fuck off.